seeing the check engine light come on more than normal? It's time to get under the hood. It's time for Ask the Doctor with Dr. Michael Lang. Sponsored by Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins. Dr. Lang is a board-certified optometric physician and certified nutrition specialist, helping people see and feel better through proper nutrition for 25 years. The doctor is in. Call now with your questions at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Here's your host, Dr. Michael Lang.
Okay, good morning, and welcome to Ask the Doctor. I'm your host, as usual, Dr. Michael Lang of the Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins, here each and every Saturday morning live to answer any and all questions you may have regarding your vision, eye care, and a nutritionally related topic. So pick up the phones, 1-877-969-8600. Remember, this is a live call-in show dedicated to you, the listener, the consumer, the viewer. So call us at 1-877-969-8600. Who's Dr. Lang? Board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritionist specialist. Founder of the Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins, and been hosting Ask the Doctor since April of 1993. So it's good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on what part of the world you're watching and viewing. And my very welcome co-host is Dr. Susan Summerton. And Dr. Summerton is also a board-certified optometric physician and a certified nutritional specialist, but she's taken it to the next level. And she's also a diplomat in the American Clinical Board of Nutrition. She's a fellow in the Ocular Wellness and Nutrition Society. She's a national lecturer. She's on staff at Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins. She's the president of the local optometric society. So she's a busy woman. And becoming a world-class athlete as well. So good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm not so sure about the world-class athlete, but healthy and fit is definitely my goal and my goal to help others find that in their life as well.
Yep, and that's what it's all about at the Lang Eye Institute. We're not only eye doctors, but we're both certified nutritional specialists as well. So it's kind of eye care with a nutritional twist. So we go over everything that's going to be beneficial for not only your eyes, but your entire body. So if you're a little bit overweight, we help you lose that weight. If you have macular degeneration, we go over the proper foods to eat. And believe it or not, the foods not to eat if you have macular degeneration. Also, we're involved in clinical research and studies developing vitamins for macular degeneration, glaucoma, dry eye, sports nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. And that's one of the topics we're going to talk about today is macular degeneration and nutrition and natural approaches to macular degeneration in a few minutes. We're getting ready to go to the first call in just a second. I want to give you the phone number for Fortify Vitamins. And Charlene is answering the phones this Saturday morning. So if you want to call and order any of the Fortify supplements we talk about or learn more about them, you can call Charlene at 866-503-9746. That's 866-503-9746. Also, you can learn more at our website. And the website is broken down when you look at a supplement like, say, our grass-fed whey isolate. It's broken down into a description and then the science and the studies. So an ingredient profile, it tells you everything you ever wanted to know about that supplement and why we developed it. Also, on the website, if you buy more than three, well, if you buy three, you automatically get 10% off. If you buy six, I think it's 15% off. But if you sign up for the subscription plan, that means an auto ship program every 3 months, then you can get, if you buy three, you get, I think, 20% off. And if you buy six or more, it's 25% off. So a lot of you guys and gals are, you know, taking quite a few of the Fortify supplements. You might as well get on the subscription plan. You can cancel it at any time. Heck, you're getting 25% off. So check that out at fortify.com, F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E, fortify.com. Also, you can see Dr. Summerton or myself or Dr. Lori Caputi at the Lang Eye Institute in the Villages, Florida. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump from wherever you are. It is right there on the corner of 466 and County Road 101. It's a large building, about 35,000 square feet. Looks like a plantation on the Mississippi River. That's my New Orleans flair coming out. So come on by the Lang Eye Institute for an eye exam, like I said, with a nutritional twist. Get your pen and paper. I'm going to give you the phone number for the Lang Eye Institute now. So if you're in Ocala or Gainesville or Tampa, Clearwater, Sarasota, Lang Eye Institute's not that far. So phone number is 352-753-4014. That's 352-753-4014. One more thing. I just got to get a little house cleaning out of the way. The Fortify Nutrition Center is open Monday through Saturday in Clearwater on McMullen Booth Road. Fortify Nutrition Center has all the Fortify vitamins, a lot of other vitamins. We also have the Wata water for all of you that are drinking that polarized positive charge water. And then the Lang Nutrition Center in Ocala, that's my old Lang Eye Care building. It's right on State Road 200, only two-story building on the block, right across the street from the Paddock Mall. You can't miss it. It says Lang Nutrition on the sign out front. And upstairs, we have a whole of doctors into anti-aging at that Lang Nutrition Center. They have Reboot, the Anti-Aging Wellness Center, Dr. John Poser, plastic surgeon extraordinaire, Dr. Patrick Watson. He is a neuropsychologist. Michael Moore, the hearing specialist, and Dr. Yang, the acupuncturist. And, of course, Mandy and Mary and Charlene with Fortify Vitamins at the Lang Nutrition Center. Whew. All right, now we're going to go to the phones. Let's go to Mary, who's been waiting patiently in Gainesville. Mary, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Dr. Lang. There's primarily two questions I have this morning. The first one has to do with coconut oil. And if I remember correctly, years ago, you used to suggest that coconut oil, and specifically, I think, was a brand called Nutiva, I think it was, mm-hmm. was good for whatever reason. Are you still suggesting that? And if so, why? And also, why that brand?
Yeah, so Nutivia, organic Nutivia, they've been around for a while. It doesn't have to be that bland. You want a non-hydrogenated, preferably organic coconut oil. So it doesn't have to be that particular brand. And the reason I like coconut oil, it is a saturated fat. So saturated fats get a bad rap. But it's very high in lauric acid and medium-chain triglycerides. And these actually have some health benefits, overall health benefits, skin benefits, cognitive benefits, all right, for the brain. And so remember, everything in moderation, all right? So I use coconut oil, you know, to do my egg omelets. Every now and then I put a scoop in my protein shake, especially for my mom, because there's some studies out there, and there's some pretty decent studies, I have to admit, talking about coconut oil and neurodegenerative diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's. So I think the saturated fat has a bad rap from coconut oil. I don't love saturated fat when it comes from things like red meat that are not grass-fed, all right? Now, when we talk about beef, if it's grass-fed and organically raised, remember the fats are going to have higher omega-3s. The problem with saturated fats, some of the saturated fats from animal sources, is if they're feedlot cows and they're fed genetically modified grains that are high in pro-inflammatory omega-6s, you know, that's in the fat, and pro-inflammation is not good for our bodies. So like last night, we had grass-fed bison. And believe it or not, what did I saute it in? I sauteed it in organic coconut oil, then chopped up some garlic and some onions and some asparagus and kale and broccoli. And that was supper for last night. So I do like coconut oil, but everything in moderation. Dr. Summerton, what do you think about coconut oil?
I do. I use it myself, too. And I do watch out for that unrefined versus the refined. A lot of times when you see it at the grocery store, it will be refined because that takes out kind of the flavor. And, you know, when you're cooking, maybe you don't want that coconut flavor to it. But I don't really notice when I use the unrefined. I use it because it's a great cooking oil that handles the higher temperatures without being affected. And you can, if you, olive oil is one of those things you're actually not supposed to heat to a high temperature. It's another good quality oil, but it's not necessarily good cooking oil. So when I want to cook, like you mentioned, your eggs, and I chicken, I use the coconut oil, and we're getting that lauric acid. that is great for our heart and our skin. Lauric acid is actually one of those healthy ingredients in breast milk. And so coconut oil is one of the few that has that naturally in it as well. So with all the oils on the market, that is definitely one of the healthiest for cooking with. And there's so many out there that we want to stay away from, those seed oils that we've got plenty of studies on showing the negative effects of those. So it's easy to grab that coconut oil. And remember, when the coconut oil at a certain temperature, it's one of those where it's solid when it's in the winter. And then you might notice in the summer in your house, it turns liquid. That's okay. It's supposed to do that. It hasn't gone bad.
Also, it's great for your skin. Did an experiment one time with Arlene at Fortify Vitamins. We took the coconut oil and then we squeezed some Fortify Focus into it because it has the lutein, zeaxanthin, and astaxanthin, which is great for your skin. Squeezed some omega-3 in it, gently heated it up a little bit to liquefy it, and then we put it in the refrigerator and it turned into a paste, and we used it on our face. I mean, this is like the ultimate anti-aging cream. The only drawback, remember, lutein and astaxanthin have an orange pigment. and let's just say we were orange for a few days.
Okay. Well, that's very good. I have another question, but I will call back with the other one because I don't want to take a lot more time from other people. When you said people with dementia, would you give them a teaspoon, like, every day?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I give my mom a teaspoon or a tablespoon every day. She doesn't like it just raw, so I usually put it in her protein shake. And so what I also put in it, I put one of our Fortify Super Omega. I squeeze the contents in there. I put one Focus and Brain and one curcumin and probably a teaspoon or a tablespoon of coconut oil. And then I use our whey protein isolate. I usually put a banana in there. I put a little A2 cow's milk or goat's milk and then a little water and boom, blend it all together. And she likes it. And I know she's getting the good oils. Remember, the coconut oil and the omega-3 oil, these are good oils. But remember, everything in moderation. Don't overdo it. I think a teaspoon or a tablespoon a day is fine. I know there's some neurodegenerative cognitive studies out there where there was a doctor, you know, giving 6 and 7 and 8 tablespoons a day of coconut oil. You know, I found if I give my mom a little bit too much, remember, my mom's 96, then she's in the bathroom a little bit more than I would like.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I may call back with another question.
All right, Mary.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. All right, you're listening.
Dr. Lang, do you remember that study? I don't know if you saw it with the dementia patients, and they were drawing a clock, and it's very difficult for them to draw a clock. And they gave them just a teaspoon of the coconut oil every day. And within like 2 weeks, I think they were drawing partially a clock. And then after a little over a month, they were able to draw the clock where you could actually make it out. So it was just a small little measure of how their brain was able to go from not being able to draw it to be able to draw it where you can actually make it out and read it. And the only thing that changed was that teaspoon of coconut oil a day.
Right. So we're talking a little bit about medium chain triglycerides. While we're at it, if you're watching right now on social media, I'm holding up a bottle of Fortify Rejuvenate, which, by the way, I think tomorrow, Sunday or Monday, we've got 100 influencers on social media. They're going to be doing what we call rejuvenate parties. So we'll see what actually that entails. My marketing company is in charge of that. So you might see a lot about rejuvenate very soon. But rejuvenate has quite a bit of medium chain triglycerides in here. And we used it for the benefits of the skin and the cognitive benefits and also made it taste a lot better, made it a little creamier. So that's another reason why we used it. So Fortify Rejuvenate, for all of you guys and gals out there that are over 38, 40 years of age, certainly a lot older than that, and you want to have an evidence-based supplement that has been shown in good clinical studies to minimize fine lines and wrinkles in the face, increase hydration, and increase elasticity. Excuse me. A fly went down my throat. And help with joint pain That's Fortify Rejuvenate. So Fortify Rejuvenate, we put medium chain triglycerides. We're one of the first in the nation to use marine collagen tripeptide, not a peptide, a tripeptide that's a lot smaller, so it absorbs much more readily, much quicker. And in Europe, tripeptides, collagen tripeptides are becoming very vogue. In the United States, we're going to make it very vogue. We also added hyaluronic acid, biotin, Dermaval, rice ceramides. And you're going, well, what in the world is Dermaval? Dermaval is 9 superfoods. It's quercetin, it's okra, it's asparagus, it's acai, pomegranate, mangosteen, coffee berry, arceola cherry, and camu camu, all in this and a few little vitamins. So it comes in 3 delicious flavors and also comes unflavored if you want to put it into your coffee in the morning or put it in a flavored protein drink. So it's called Fortify Rejuvenate. Remember, it does have the median chain triglycerides. I highly recommend it. We've already had testimonials coming in from patients and customers and friends and family that have only been on it 5 weeks now because we just came out with it, you know, claiming that their skin health is better, their hair health is better, their joint pain is better. And I notice my joint pain is better. A lot of you know I do a lot of exercise. Sometimes I overdo it. And I've got a bad right knee. And a lot of you have seen me limping a lot lately. And it's starting to get better and better. So I'm giving it 3 whole months, and then I'll report back. But check it out online, Fortify Rejuvenate. Go to fortify.com. Remember, that's Fortifeye, fortify.com. While we're talking a little bit about brain health, we have 2 other supplements that may be effective at helping support cognitive ability, support brain health. And one is called Focus and Brain. You've heard me talk about Fortify Focus forever. And we've had one of the leading authorities in the world on astaxanthin, Dr. Karen Heck, has been a guest about 10 times on this show. We've talked about focus for, you know, 14 years. And so a lot of you are taking Fortify Focus. Not too long ago, we added Cognizine, a patented form of citicoline, trademarked form of citicoline, to Fortify Focus. And Cognizine has been shown to actually help with memory, help with recall, you know, help with brain health. So that's called Fortify Focus and Brain. And then remember the newest one we came out with recently, and Dr. Summert and I are both using it with a lot of patients, is called our Fortify Eye Pressure and Neurocognitive Support. And all that is bilberry pine bark extract called mirtagynal, and then Numentix. Numentix is a spearmint extract that has some really good studies showing it helps working memory, has neuroprotection of the ganglion cells in the retina. So ultimately, we want to help support neuroprotection of the optic nerve and the brain, especially those patients that are suspicious for glaucoma and have glaucoma. And we've actually, since we're talking about that one, I'll let Dr. Summerton chime in, but we've actually put quite a few patients on this over the last couple of months, haven't we?
We have, and we were super excited to get the supplement because there isn't anything like it. Up until now, we've been treating our patients. We use eye drops. We recommend the surgeries, and we're getting their pressures down, and we're helping them. But we haven't had anything preventively, especially to protect those ganglion cells, and that is what damages in glaucoma. Glaucoma is where people lose that peripheral vision, and we see patients every day that are at risk for it. And so finally, we have something that we can intervene in the early stages because, like most things, once the damage is done, we can't go back and fix it. So we want to do prevention, and the earlier we do it, the better. And not only are we helping prevent and save damage to those ganglion cells that get hurt in glaucoma, we now know that we're helping their brain and their memory, and we're getting side benefits, not side effects.
Right. So once again, that is called Fortify Eye Pressure and Neurocognitive Support, available at fortify.com. Check it out. You can order it from that website. I'm going to give you the phone number for Fortify Vitamins. I'll give it to you twice. Write the phone number down. It's 866-503-9746. 866-503-9746. Before we go to the next call, I'm also going to mention there's another product out there that has some brain benefits and also lowers inflammation in the entire body. And that's a derivative of turmeric. It's called curcumin. The only problem with curcumin, most curcumin that you buy over the counter is just not very bioavailable. It doesn't absorb well. So they add a lot of synthetic stuff to make it absorb better that may not be good for you that hasn't been studied. Or they add black pepper extract. And that makes it absorb very good. And if you're using it short term, that's fine. But long term, black pepper extract can disrupt the microbiome and the mucosal lining in your stomach and cause some problems. So there is one on the market I recommend to everybody called Curcugin. Curcugin is the only oleoresin food-grade curcumin out there, and we developed a supplement called NextGen Curcumin, fueled by curcugin. So we're using curcugin. So it's a polar resin turmeric polysaccharide. It has all the turmeric essential oils. It's 52.5 times enhanced bioavailability over C95 curcumin, 52.5 times more bioavailable. So curcumin suppresses something called nuclear factor KB, inflammatory cytokines, inflammatory prostaglandins, COX enzymes. So when you combine curcumin with omega-3, it's kind of a double whammy of fighting against inflammation and pain. And we have something called Omega Relief. Omega Relief is a combination of our next-gen curcumin and our Super Omega 3 Max. So if you guys have a little pain, a little inflammation in your body, you want a natural approach that has a lot of good studies behind it, you know, check out the next-gen curcumin or the Omega Relief. All right, we're going to the phones. Let's go to Rose in Gainesville. Rose, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. You guys were talking about coconut oil. If you use the good coconut oil that you were talking about, you know, that doesn't melt, you know, it gets hard in the colder weather and stuff. You hold it in your mouth. It's called oil pulling. Have right. you heard of that?
Oh, absolutely. I don't do it as frequently as I should, but, you know, coconut oil pulling is great because it actually pulls all the bad stuff from your gums, all right? There's a lot of bacteria and viral and all sorts of flora in those gums that it can pull out, and then you swish it in your mouth for literally 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes if you can tolerate it, and then you spit it out and then rinse your mouth out with, hot, you know, hot water. Don't swallow that, okay? It could be toxic. And that's also a way of lightening your teeth. It's very good for your gums. It's very good for the teeth. So it's called oil pulling, and I like using coconut oil the best for that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the best for that. And make sure you don't spit it in the sink. You want to spit it in the garbage.
Yep, unless you got really saying. Hot water. You got some hot water, then it probably goes down the sink okay.
Anyways, I wanted to bring that up for that.
Outstanding. I appreciate that, Rose. Rose, you've been into health all your life. I've known you for a long time. And so you pick up a lot of good information, hopefully on this show, and you always add to the show as well. So we appreciate that.
Well, you guys have a good day.
All right. See you, Rose. All right. Phone lines are open. We'll take some calls now. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to see Dr. Susan Summerton, a world-class eye doctor and nutrition specialist, remember, she is the only eye doctor in the state of Florida that's not only an optometric physician, but she's a certified nutrition specialist, fellow in the Ocular Wellness and Nutrition Society, and a diplomat in the American Clinical Board of Nutrition. The only, I'm not even that, she's the only doctor in the state of Florida. So if you want to see her, she's my eye doctor as well. You can call the Lang Eye Institute in the Villages, Florida. That's 352-753-4014. Once again, 352-753-4014. And now the phone lines are open, 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. I want to welcome Florida Man Radio Network in Orlando and Ocala, Florida, to our group of stations. We're on a whole host of stations throughout the country now. So we're going to welcome Florida Man Radio Network. And that is 101.1 FM in Ocala, Florida. So if you're picking us up in Ocala, you know, we're on the Sky 97.3 FM for close to 30 years. If you're picking us up on 101.1 FM, call in and let the board operators know that you're hearing us. All right. So we started the show off talking about we're going to talk a little bit about macular degeneration and nutrition, and that's one of the areas of expertise of Dr. Summerton and myself. And this is what we deal with on a daily basis. I mean, a good portion of the patients that we see have macular degeneration, dry macular degeneration, or wet macular degeneration. And so I like to say the perfect meal for macular degeneration is taking some wild Alaskan salmon and sauteing it in coconut oil, all right? And then adding some organic kale or organic spinach. I like baby leaf kale the best because it's lower in oxalates than spinach. And if you're prone to kidney stones, then you don't want to be using spinach, trust me. So add a little organic baby leaf kale that's very high in lutein. The wild Alaskan salmon is high in astaxanthin. Throw some orange bell peppers in there. That's high in zeaxanthin. And then put an egg on top. As long as you're not a vegan, this is a perfect meal. And an egg on top, the yolk has phospholipids in it that makes the carotenoids absorb better. But also the yolk is high in lutein and zeaxanthin and other vitamins that are very good. And then polish it off with a bowl of organic blueberries. They got to be organic because, remember, blueberries are one of the dirty dozen. So they're filled with a lot of pesticides. So a bowl of blueberries, because studies show that people that eat more blueberries are less likely to have macular degeneration. Also, if you eat 4 eggs a week or more, less likely to have macular degeneration as well. Then, if you want to take it to the next level, you can add some goji berries to your dessert. It's hard to find. You got to go to a health food store usually, but goji berries are one of the highest nutrients, highest fruits or berries containing the zeaxanthin, even higher than orange bell peppers. So the gist of this story, this meal is hot, not only high in a good source of protein, an omega-3 from the fish, but it's high in astaxanthin, lutein, and zeaxanthin. So we promote proper nutrition to macular degeneration patients all day long, and this is crucial for them, isn't it, Dr. Summerton?
It is, and we want to make sure that they're getting these nutrients into their eyes at the therapeutic levels that we need. So when we see these patients that are at risk, and unfortunately, there's millions out there, and macular degeneration is a pretty scary disease because that's our vision. That's our central vision. That's what we depend on for our daily lives to navigate through life. And when we see these patients come in that are at risk, whether it's because they have a family history or we're seeing these little drusen deposits, these are little deposits we can see when we examine the eye, and we can see it. We have the OptiMap retina scan that can really vividly let us see what's going on in the macula. And as soon as we see anything there, we want to start them on just different levels of our vitamins, whether it's the early stages of the focus or our favorite for the macula defense. We want to encourage that good diet and all the foods you mentioned, because it's not substituting with their diet. We're actually supplementing their diet. So we want to encourage good diet along with good quality vitamins that are going to reach their eye. We need it to absorb. There's a lot on the market there, and a lot of it just goes right through them. So we want to make sure we've done the studies. We know that when they take them, they're going to absorb the vitamins, and we know that they're potent enough. In other words, it's going to have a therapeutic effect to actually positively affect and stop the degeneration. Now, again, it's one of those things. Once it's degenerated, it's really hard to get it back. So we want to intervene as soon as we can.
Amen. And talking about the Fortify Macula Defense, I actually worked on this supplement for over 20 years. And this newest evolution is the 15th revision. Heck, it might be the 16th revision. So a lot of you that have taken Fortify Macula Defense were taking the tablets for many, many years. And we've gone away from the tablets. We went to a vegan capsule, okay? And all of you that have been taking the zinc-free Macula Defense Next Gen zinc-free macula defense or the regular macula defense that has a little zinc in it, we'll notice it's pretty easy to swallow. Well, even in a vegan capsule, some people were complaining of it still being a little difficult to swallow. So we went back to the drawing board and we figured out a way to actually keep what we have in it and put it in a smaller capsule. So some new technology is able to refine these nutrients down to almost nanoparticulate, which is even smaller and less grainy. So we're able to use a capsule that's about 35% smaller now than the capsule that you just had a year ago, or that you had, you know, last month, because this is brand new. It just came out this month. So it's still the same name, Fortify Next Gen Zinc-Free Macula Defense or Fortify Next Gen Macula Defense. The only difference between those two is one has 30 milligrams of zinc and one has zero zinc. And so for those of you out there that are taking a good zinc supplement already, you want to take the one with no zinc. But also, those of you that are eating lots of red meat and lots of seafood and things, you may not need extra zinc, all right? So too much zinc is a bad thing. Remember, certain vitamins can build up at toxic levels, things like vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin D, zinc, okay, can build up toxic levels. As a matter of fact, we were involved in some FDA-approved clinical studies a few years back where we took DNA from our macular degeneration patients and we tested their DNA and found out a relatively high percentage of our patients that had macular degeneration have a specific DNA SNP or a DNA allele that the zinc was actually showing it was bad for them, especially zinc at levels of 80 milligrams. So us being certified nutritional specialists, we never recommend more than 40 milligrams of zinc a day ever unless prescribed by your physician for a particular medical reason. Remember, if you take too much zinc, you actually lower your copper levels and you create a whole host of other problems. So once again, the new next-gen macular defense is available. This supplement now not only has all of the B-complex, the C, the eight forms of E, the vitamin D3, it has acetyl L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid, and CoQ10, the right amount of saffron that was in the saffron studies, lutein, zeaxanthin, astaxanthin, black currant, resveratrol, niacinamide, bilberry, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, taurine. The list goes on, all in that supplement. If you have macular degeneration, we usually recommend three a day. Now, if you're very small and very early macular degeneration, maybe only one a day. So learn about it at fortify.com or certainly come by and see Dr. Summerton or myself at the Lang Eye Institute, and we'll enlighten you a lot more about that. Also, we do have another supplement for macular degeneration. For those of you that are taking a regimen of vitamins through your doctor already and you don't want to change, you don't need to be getting something that acts as your multivitamin, then we have something called Advanced Retina Formula. It's Fortify Advanced Retina Formula. We used to call it ARADS 2 Plus. We changed it to Advanced Retina Formula. It's based on the age-related eye disease study. It has the vitamin E, the vitamin C, the lutein, the zeaxanthin, and it only has 30 milligrams of zinc. It's in a gel cap, and we added astaxanthin and resveratrol for some of the benefits of the resveratrol and astaxanthin for the eye and the overall body. And it's less expensive. It's less than $30 for that Fortify Advanced Retina Formula. So you can check all that out at fortify.com, F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E. So the gist of this story, if you have macular degeneration, start eating more blueberries, more eggs, all right, more dark green leafy vegetables, especially kale, orange bell peppers, goji berries, and wild Alaskan salmon. Wear a good pair of sunglasses when you're out in the sun, all right? Try to minimize all of your blue light experiences on that digital screen unless you're wearing a blue light blocking pair of glasses. But once again, the vitamins that we're recommending are high in specific carotenoids that increase macular pigment density and help filter out the harmful blue light. All right, what phone lines are open, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. We're getting ready to take a few more calls here in just a second. But I want to announce something that Dr. Summerton and I have actually worked on for over a year, I mean, getting close to 2 years, and it is something that she knows how complicated tastes can be on these new generation proteins. But we've been working on a new protein, haven't we, Dr. Summerton?
We have. We want to please everyone and everyone's diet. And those vegans out there, we want to also make them happy if they want to stay away from the whey protein, which is my personal favorite. I'm actually drinking it right now with my Rejuvenate. But we know there's studies out there. We know the importance of vegan protein. But the challenge is making it taste good, because if it doesn't taste good, people aren't going to want to do it. So we had a lot of fun tasting all the different brands, the different flavors, and we want to not make it chalky. That seems to be a common thing with those proteins. And I think we found it. We actually did. The one that's coming out almost, what, we have a week or two before it comes?
Yep.
Tastes really good.
We did. We worked on it for a long time. And like I said, it had to be non-grainy and not chalky. We literally bought every vegan protein on the market, and they were all chalky. Every single one of them had a chalky taste. And our contract manufacturer who were getting to make this, even the ones that we were using were chalky tasting. And I refused to have a chalky tasting vegan protein. But also, most of the vegan proteins on the market are not complete proteins. All right. And if they are complete proteins, they have all the essential amino acids. They have all 20 amino acids. They're not high in the branched chain amino acids. And that's where whey comes in. Whey protein has very high branched chain amino acids, leucine, valine, and isoleucine. And the leucine is especially beneficial at increasing muscle strength and mass, which is crucial at any age, especially as we get older, to stop sarcopenia. So it had to be a complete protein. It had to have high branched chain amino acids, and it had to be sprouted and non-GMO, and it had to come from America, or at least North America. And like I said, for years and years we've been trying to do that. Most of these vegan proteins are coming from the Asian continent, not to knock them, but I would prefer it coming from the North American continent right now, personally. So it took forever, but our barley protein is ancient protein, and it is upcycled. So we get it from the beer manufacturers, and then we use that so it's not wasted for an amazing source of vegan protein. It is sprouted and ancient grain, and then we're using sprouted pea protein that's actually grown in Canada. And we combine those two. We refine it to the point where it's not chalky. It is very bioavailable. And we still weren't totally happy with the amino acid profile. Wanted it to be better than whey protein. So we added something called Velocitol. Velocitol is vegan. Velocitol is a combination of amylopectin and chromium. And it's a way of doubling or almost tripling the amino acid profile. Remember, the amino acids are segments of the protein that are beneficial for muscle strength and endurance and muscle synthesis. So now we have a protein called Fortify Vegan Super Protein. It's coming in chocolate, vanilla, and salted caramel mocha. Now, the salted caramel mocha does have a little caffeine in it, equivalent to just a half a cup of coffee. And it's delicious, it's smooth, it's creamy, and non-chalky, and it has an amino acid profile actually higher in some aspects than whey protein. It'll be available in 1 to 2 weeks. If I say that, then maybe it's 2 to 3 weeks, who knows. But it's available soon. You can pre-order the new vegan protein at Fortify.com, and I recommend that, getting on the list. If you go to Fortify.com and pre-ordering it, because we've already been getting a lot of pre-orders in, and the first batch, we're ordering about 5,000 of them. I want to make sure you guys get in there early. All right. Phone lines are open, 1-877-969-8600. Give us a call. You're listening to Ask the Doctors, Dr. Michael Lang and Dr. Susan Summerton, both of the Lang Eye Institute in the Villages, Florida, and Fortify Vitamins. Give us a call at 1-877-969-8600. All right, let's go to our friend Steve in Clearwater. Steve, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, one nutrient that I think is underrated for macular degeneration treatment is taurine. For instance, we don't need taurine because we can make it from methionine and cysteine. However, I think it would be beneficial to get extra. In fact, cats, if they don't get taurine in their diet, will go blind. And I looked at the mechanism by taurine deficiency in cats, and we have the same mechanism, so we should benefit from taurine. And the food that, you know what food is best in taurine?
Tell me.
Think of it was named after an animal that's very rich in taurine. You know, Taurus, the bull.
Right.
That's where the word taurine comes from Taurus the bull, because it's very high in beef. And they found in cats that to benefit and to prevent them from going blind, they give them beef, and it clears it up real quickly. And I really think that...
Where's the beef?
Yeah, there you go.
Where's the beef?
That's my cat talking. And
that was that little old lady in the Wendy's commercial, remember?
Oh, Clara somebody.
Yeah, where's the beef?
Yeah, I think she was the same person that was either in the Wizard of Oz.
Was that Dorothy? I don't know. It doesn't look like Dorothy.
Not Dorothy. That was Julie. That was
maybe she was the wizard.
Yeah, she was the witch, I think. Clara Peller, was it, or something like that? And she, I think she also did the voice of Olive Oil.
Ah.
Papa, but I may be mixing things up. Don't take me on that. But, yeah, you know, it's very interesting why certain commercials are remembered like that. I mean, they're the simplest, shortest phrases. Movies like that, you know, like Here's Coming to You, Kid, and all that stuff. Or I'll Be Back in the Terminator movie.
Right, right.
Why, if you look at these sentences... Why are these sentences so memorable? They're short.
Do you think they had better marketing back in the day, or was our memory just better back in the day, and now we can't remember the commercials?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know, but I think the commercials – the problem with a lot of commercials today is that they're so good as entertainment that you forget what they're advertising. Mm-hmm. I mean, you like these commercials for drugs, for pharma, you know, they have all these commercials on for drugs, especially for diabetic drugs and stuff.
Right.
They're absolutely worthless to the consumer, because what do? They show grandma walking down the road, playing the playa and playing with the grandchildren. I want data. I want information about that drug. I want to know how it works, specifically how it works. I want information to make a judgment on the consumer.
Well, Steve, they do tell you about all the negative side effects. I mean, geez, you start thinking it's a good drug, and once you hear all the side effects, you think, well, maybe not.
No, and you've got the fine print on the bottom that nobody over 40 years old can read. And there's you know how much those commercials cost? I mean, they're $10,000 a minute advertising, and they tell you nothing. And then
yep.
They tell you what can go wrong, but then you don't know what the things are that they're telling. They'll say, well, you can get this disease, and it's some Latin term disease, and it means nothing to 90% of the people who are listening to it.
Yep.
I don't understand why they spend the money on these ads.
The way of the world.
And who makes the decision? You have these people, I don't know if you've had this happen, but do you have people come into your office and demand something that's inappropriate because they saw it on TV?
We've got all walks of life that come into our offices. We've got a lot of good stories. I'm sure Susan and I could sit down and tell you stories forever. But we're going to go to the next call here in just a second, Steve.
Okay, God bless you.
All right, you take care, my friend. All right, you're listening to Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctors. Where's the beef? 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. So maybe we should be recommending some grass-fed bison like I had last night for people with macular degeneration to get a little more taurine. What do you think about that, Dr. Summerton? The vegans probably aren't going to like that.
Well, I think that's a definite yes. But I did know that answer to Steve's question because of the Red Bull. That's why Red Bull is called Red Bull, because their main ingredient is the taurine. But the taurine in Red Bull is actually synthetic, meaning it's not from the animal protein. It's not originally from the bile of an ox, but they make it synthetically. And we do prefer the natural form of the taurine that you can find in the meat. And plus, we can make it, like Steve said, we make it in our livers from those other amino acids. So if you've got a nice, healthy liver, you are probably making your taurine.
Yep. All right, so phone lines are open, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. I see somebody's texting in and asking a question. We'll talk about it in a second. 1-877-969-8600. Remember, Dr. Summerton and myself are at the Lang Eye Institute, along with Dr. Lori Caputi in the Villages, Florida. So if you want an eye exam with a nutritional twist, come to the Lang Eye Institute. Remember, we take almost every vision plan, every health insurance, Medicare. We take all of that at the Lang Eye Institute. We have a state-of-the-art eye care center. We've got all the bells and whistles, everything we need to help diagnose and treat most diseases of the eye. The phone number for the Lang Eye Institute is 352-753-4014. That's 352-753-4014. And then remember, check everything out on the website. If you want to go and you want to learn more or purchase the new Fortify Next Gen Macula Defense Vitamin or the Advanced Retina Formula or any of the things we talked about, the next gen curcumin, the Focus and Brain, the Rejuvenate, go to fortify.com. It's kind of a play on words since we're eye doctors. Fortifeye. Fortify.com. Fortifeye. Fortify.com. And the phone number for Fortify Vitamins is 866-503-9746. That's 866-503-9746. We're open Monday through Friday. We are closed on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm not the slave driver that people think. Now, I see somebody ask, what's the difference between, microfiltration and ion exchange whey protein? I think that's what it says. I'm looking at my cell phone that's got a text coming through from a little bit of a distance, but I still have 20/20 vision. So if you're going to get a whey protein isolate, it has to go through another phase of filtration to remove the fat from it being a concentrate. So we recommend microfiltration or ultrafiltration, all right, or cross-flow. Cross-flow filtration is very similar. So cross-flow, microfiltration, ultrafiltration, not ion exchange. A lot of people are using ion exchange because it's inexpensive. That uses acid to remove the whey protein, so that denatures it. So it's got to say non-denatured whey protein on it. So look for three words when you're getting a protein. Non-denatured, grass-fed, and where the cows come from. So ours are UK cows or New Zealand cows. It says non-denatured, grass-fed. Stay away. My personal opinion is stay away from ion exchange. All right, we're going back to the next phone call. Let's go to Mark in Brantford. Mark, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Lang. Excuse me. Thank you for all your amazing coverage. It's actually the most highest value nutritional program on the radio that I love listening to. My question is this. You sometimes hear, like, you don't want to take a bunch of supplements without having eaten some food, but sometimes I'm more eager to eat vitamins in the morning before actually getting breakfast. So can you share a little bit about if we're really better off having some food in the stomach as we embark on taking some supplements?
Yep.
And I'll just
I'm going to go over this really quick because we're about out of time. But yes, yep. Most vitamins you should take with food because the fats in food make it absorb much better. Probiotics, on the other hand, you should take on an empty stomach at bedtime or first thing in the morning. Other vitamins you should take with food that has fat, not a salad. So even dairy, believe it or not, or cheese, anything that has some fat in it is going to make it absorb a lot better. Okay?
I see. Oh, that's very helpful. Like in the probiotics like Yakult and things like that. Okay.
Yep, take that on an empty
stomach. And I know you're out of time, and I appreciate the reply, Dr. Lang.
Thank you. How much time do we have up there? 1 minute? Oh, and Dr. Summerton, we were going to talk about myopia control that we're specializing in, but we don't really have a lot of time to discuss that, do we?
We will. We'll have to wait until next week so our listeners can tune in about that. And I want to wish everyone a great day. I know I'm going to go off and replenish my goji berry supply. My favorite is the dark chocolate ones, secret place that sprouts there. And go out and get some sunshine in that beautiful day, some vitamin D, and take a little walk and get that healthy lifestyle going. God bless.
Awesome. Thanks for hosting Ask the Doctor, Dr. Susan. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to Ask the Doctor.